With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Republican congressional candidate Greg Gianforte took to the airwaves Tuesday morning to, in a way, reintroduce himself to Montana voters.
What was the motivation behind your decision to run?
I think many people know our story. My wife and I, Susan, 24 years ago, we decided to raise our family and make our home in Montana. We picked Montana. We started a little company in our home.
During his half-hour appearance on the Northern Broadcasting System radio program Voices of Montana, Gianforte explained to host Jessica Cena that he still feels an obligation to serve, even after losing his gubernatorial race against Democrat Steve Bullock last November.
No one ever knows exactly what the future holds, and I know that one door closes, another one opens. We didn't know that Ryan Zinke was going to get appointed as Secretary of Interior. He did. And this is an opportunity. The reason I'm running is Montana needs a strong voice back in D.C.
Gianforte told Cena that the number one issue he hears about on the campaign trail is disdain for
federal overreach. We need a strong voice in Washington that will push back on the special interests and these agencies that are out of control, so that we can get more control and more decisions made by Montanans back here in Montana.
He said he hopes to soon see an executive order repealing the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Power Plan, which aimed to reduce carbon pollution from power plants. While Gianforte says he supports renewable energy sources, he also wants them to, as he puts it, compete on a level playing field.
Well, if you look at what we have today, there are subsidies and grants for solar and wind. We are persecuting coal and oil with delayed permit processes and also with regulations that are just strangling those industries. Let's just level the playing field.
Gianforte noted developers of fossil fuel plants must post bond to cover future cleanup efforts.
These solar installations, those massive concrete blocks are going to be in the ground for a long time. Who's going to clean it up? They don't have to bond their facilities. We've got two sets of rules. Based on that, different energy sources should compete in an open market, and the ones that can produce power at the lowest cost ought to win.
On healthcare, Gianforte said Obamacare is broken and needs to be repealed and replaced.
That dialogue's just starting in Washington. There's a huge difference here between me and my opponent. Rob Quist is further left than Barack Obama. He believes that we ought to have completely government-run healthcare. If anybody wants to see what that looks like, just take a look at our VA.
Gianforte made no mention Tuesday of the Congressional Budget Office prediction that the Republican-backed American Health Care Act, or Trump Care, as some are calling it, would leave millions without coverage. Gianforte also fielded a few phone calls during his appearance on Voices of Montana. One of the callers asked a very pointed question about his faith.
We've got Jerry out of the Flathead. Jerry, good morning. You're on Voices of Montana.
Good morning. I understand that you're a creationist. In your opinion, how old is the universe?
You know, Jerry, I wasn't there. I don't know. It was a long time ago, and I'm not sure how that bears on running for Congress. But I am a Christian, and I will tell you I believe that God had a strong hand in creating this earth, but I don't know how old the earth is.
Republican Greg Gianforte and Democrat Rob Quist have about 10 weeks until Montana's May 25th special congressional election. Gianforte Tuesday made no mention of any upcoming debates with Quist. You can find a link to the full Voices of Montana program featuring Greg Gianforte on our website, mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.